welcome to this Miracle Hour. We're so pleased if you've joined us. I would like to open in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you in your mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray that you'll grant to your servant this day great boldness to preach your word. Lord, that you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, again, we look at what God's nature is like again. What is his heart like towards you? We go to the Psalms, Psalm 51 today. It says, Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, and take away the awful stain of my transgressions. And Mark 7:37, For they were overcome with utter amazement. Again and again they said, Everything Jesus does is wonderful. He even makes the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Here we see the God of the Bible in these scriptures is merciful, he's full of loving kindness, and has a multitude, or many are his tender mercies, and he takes away the awful stain of your transgressions to all who come to him. And it says people were overcome with utter amazement and kept saying, Everything Jesus does is wonderful. He even makes the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. This is good news, friends. See, for God has so loved you. You see in John 3:16, For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in, trusts, and relies on him shall not perish or come to destruction, but have eternal or everlasting life. Friends, the Bible is saying God is great, God greatly loves and dearly prizes you. I'll repeat that. The Bible is saying God so greatly loves and dearly prizes you that God sent his only Son to be crucified on that cross so that you will not come to destruction and lose your soul, but have everlasting life. To all those who believe, trust, and rely on Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross for your sin and your sickness. Friends, this is good news. This is the gospel. And one of the excuses that could be, a professing Christian did me wrong. That's the reason you won't become a Christian or won't make a commitment. The answer to that is granted. Yes, I'll accept that. But is that any reason why you should wrong God and insult Christ, who loves you and gave himself for you? See, John 3:36, He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him, or God's displeasure remains on him. John 16, Jesus is saying, God the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered the world. See, friends, don't let the excuse of a professing Christian who did you wrong keep you from the greatest gift God has for you, the salvation of your soul. Would you come into the family of God? And your response is, receive Christ, friends. We must trust Jesus Christ and receive him by personal invitation. In John 1 it says, As many as received him, To them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. For Christ also has suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift from God, not by works, so none of us can boast. See, friends, this is good news. The Bible is saying Christ suffered for your sins. You are saved by faith in Christ. You can't work for your salvation. You can't work your way to heaven, because he is offering a free gift here today, but only you can make this choice. See, it says in Romans 10 and 9 and 13, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Friends, is there any good reason why you cannot receive Jesus Christ right now? Then just follow me in this prayer. Just follow me along. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. See, receiving Christ, we are born into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit, who indwells every believer. This is called the new birth. See, this is just the beginning of a wonderful new life in Christ. Friends, read your Bible daily to know Christ better. Start in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, and then talk to God and pray every day. Tell others about Christ, about your conversion. Worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians where Christ is preached. Now that you are Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. And God bless you as you do. While we get to that part of the program again, and shortly I will start to pray for the sick and the hurting. We see in Mark 7, for they were overcome with utter amazement. Again and again they said, everything Jesus does is wonderful. He even makes the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. See, we see the nature of our Savior is compassion. It is merciful and it's truth. Jesus' hand is always stretched out to us, not in punishment, but in healing mercy to those who call upon him, to those who call upon his name. In Matthew 4:17, from then on, Jesus began to preach, turn from sin and turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near. See, it says, turn to God, for the kingdom of heaven is near to those who call upon him. It's a choice. It's a choice we've got to make. What was this kingdom of heaven Jesus was talking about? And why the enormous crowds that followed this merciful, compassionate Savior? We see this in Matthew 4:23-25. It says, Jesus traveled through all Galilee, teaching in the Jewish synagogues, everywhere preaching the good news about the kingdom of heaven. And he healed every kind of sickness and disease. Friends, the good news about the kingdom of heaven was, and he healed every kind of sickness and disease. This was Jesus' heartbeat, to heal those who were harassed. Harassed means all being attacked, and those who were helpless. Jesus healed them all from sickness and disease. And in verse 24 it says, the report of his miracles spread far beyond the borders of Galilee, so that sick people were soon coming to be healed from as far away as Syria. And whatever their illness, whatever their sickness and pain, or if they were possessed by demons, or were insane, or paralyzed, he healed them all. The Bible is saying here, and whatever their illness, or their sickness, and pain, or if they were possessed by demons, or were insane, or paralyzed, he healed them all. Every one of you who are listening today, you have an expectancy to be healed, to be touched by God's Holy Spirit today. Going on in the Bible, it says in verse 25, it says, enormous crowds followed him wherever he went. See, friends, the reason enormous crowds followed Jesus was because of the healings of all the sicknesses, the miracles. Jesus brought the kingdom of heaven to earth with signs and wonders and healings. Jesus tells his believers to do the same. We see this in Mark 16. It says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to everyone, everywhere. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons and sickness. And Luke 10:8-9 says, whatever city you enter and they receive you, if you receive this message, and this was the command, and heal the sick who are there, and say to them, the kingdom of God is come near to you. If this is the command that Jesus gave me today, the Holy Spirit is far more powerful than we ever realized. We see this in Ephesians 3:20. It says, now glory to God, who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. The Bible says, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit. Friends, it's the Holy Spirit that is going to be doing the healing today. It's the power of the Lord that's present to heal the sick, amen? The power of the Lord is present now to heal the sick. Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. I'm going to start to pray for the second hurting now. You place your hand on that sick or hurting part of your body right now, and I'll begin to pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to the brokenhearted, to those that are in grief, I bind and I break the power of you right now. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. To those that are in pain, those with eye problems and hearing problems, I bind and I break your power right now and command you to release people and set them free. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now. Be healed and made whole. And to cancers and cysts and growths, I curse you at the roots. I command you to shrivel and die. Be healed and made whole. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. I loose your healing power, Holy Spirit, right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, people are being touched right now. And those who that are oppressed, I rebuke you right now. Holy Spirit, set the free, I pray. Set the oppressed free. And anything that's not of you, Lord Jesus Christ, upon your people, from the crown of the heads to the soles of the feet, I bind and I break your power. Command you to release God's people and set them free. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. I command soundness, perfect soundness. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're touching and healing your people right now today. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Increase your power and your anointing upon your people, I pray right now. There are many being touched and being healed right now. Many, many are being touched and healed right now. Friends, to keep your healing, believe you have received. Thank God continually for your healing. And do not let fear come upon you. And no superstition. You are in Christ now. Superstition is from the devil. It puts you in bondage. Superstition puts you in bondage. And confess your sins if you've been to a witch doctor. Then confess them. Only the Holy Spirit heals. The devil heals nobody. We must forgive as God forgives us. We must live in peace with one another. We must not be fighting and arguing. Live in love and peace. Friends, we would love to hear from you if you've accepted Christ or you've had your healing. Please let us know. We'd love to hear from you and rejoice with you. My final prayer is this. May God's peace and his choicest blessings be yours in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. You're the living waters, ever-flowing fountain, comforter and counselor, take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power inside of me. You're the living waters, ever-flowing fountain, comforter and counselor, take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit, I am in your presence, fill me with your power, live inside of me.
whakarongo mai ra ki a mātou. E te ariki, titiro mai, titiro mai ra ki a mātou. Tēne mātou, tamariki, e whakapono ana mātou ki a koe. Oh my God, listen to the cry, listen to the cry of your children. Oh my God, look down upon, look down upon us with your love. Here we are all together, and we worship and we say that we love you. Our Redeemer, the Father and the Son and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. The Son and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. E te ariki, whakarongo mai, whakarongo mai rā ki a mātou. E te ariki, titiro mai, titiro mai rā ki a mātou. E whakapono ana mātou ki a koe. Aue, aue. Te matua te tamaiti, wairua tāpue. Te matua te tamaiti, wairua tāpue.